episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Be told on this is May the not the 4th be with you. This is May the 6th be with you, 2025. And we're listening to Rick doing an impromptu, no research, completely organic show, no AI used whatsoever. I listened to one of the fakeologist shows the other day, and he's these things are amazing, this AI bullshit. You can ask them questions and it spits out basically Google's everything that Google had ever researched about one particular subject, and it spits it back out at you. And you could hear when he was asking his Grok, G-R-O-K, which has got to be an ancient demon name. I'm not even going to research it, but Grok will have to be an ancient demon's name. There's no doubt whatsoever in my mind. And Grok is what IPS uses and fakeologist is using. Ab, Tim, whatever. All Tims. Two Tims. I'm suggesting that it's going to get your brain to slow down to a level that basically, have you ever watched the Aldous Huxley's predictive programming, and the other guy, what's his name? I've got his book in here. Well, I'm going to go look at it. H.G. Wells, where you had a race of people, their brains, what were they called? The Morlocks. You're going to turn into a Morlock. If you keep using artificial intelligence to get your research and do your research for you, that part of the brain that you use normally will just shut down. So this is the answer. You actually go there and find a book, or actually go onto Wikipedia or whatever, and find out the answer of your thing yourself, and then look into it and then spout it out yourself. So it keeps your brain working. These people, and that's two Tims, two times Tim, that's IPS and AB, fakeologist. You keep saying that using these AI bots to do your research for you, your brain is going to shut down. I guarantee you now, I don't even need any evidence on this. I'm just going to use my own gut instinct here. Gut instinct. Anyway, I've just been listening to some of Rick and Rollo's the vodka-soaked episode. If it was a magazine, it would be an issue. If it was a podcast, it's an episode. We did on Saturday night. It's actually quite funny because I'm giving Rollo, telling him off for drinking vodka. It's funny and it's actually relevant and it's good. None of us using AI whatsoever. Him and myself, no AI whatsoever. If we know something, we talk about it. It's a very simple thing. We bring up a conversation, and maybe one of us will need to actually go onto Google if we can't remember anything, but it will happen that we may use it. But as far as getting a complete breakdown via Grok or all of these other bots that are out there to do it, this is going to shut the public's brain down. And I'm telling you now, you do not want your brain shut down. You need to have your gut instinct and the synapses sparking from your gut to your brain, the top one to the bottom one. You need these things. If you're anyone that's using AI, God help you in the future. You're not going to have your abilities. You're going to numb your abilities. You're numbing yourself down, I be told. Now, I was talking on Fakeologist the other night about Oscar Wilde, a guy. I've just found this amazing book at one of my incredible jobs that I've got, the op shop down the hill from me. So much amazing stuff getting donated there. It's just unbelievable. And the reason it's getting donated is deceased estates and people dying or clearing their properties out from someone that's passed away from, as I suggested the other night, from something they've stuck in their arm 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, one, even today, people are still sticking things in their arm. I had a friend say to me, oh no, a client yesterday, the one last Be Told show I did, Carol, her name is not, I thought it was Sarah, but it's Carol. Lovely lady, 90 years of age. And I was suggesting, how people that are, where am I going with this one? What I'm suggesting that there is people out there believing the media. They're using AI at the same time. Their brains are slowly being shut down. But sometimes the older people are the people you need to speak to. And she was the one that was offering the Hopi Indian thing, which is interesting that a friend of mine, when I sent it to him, he said, no, that's a trap. The Hopi Indian symbol is it's a maze with a man at the top of it. Now, is he going into it or out of it? And she suggested it was a representation of a man leaving the maze. And my friend of mine said, no, it's the man entering the maze. Now, that's yin and yang. You've got two. It's up to your brain to decipher, is he going in or is he going out? And I like her one at 90. She said he's leaving the maze of life, which is what we go through. And so many, and I've been through it. And I'm 30 years younger than her, and she's in fantastic form, great brain. Although she's very concerned about it, this is the problem that I keep encountering where I live. Getting work and working for old people is quite hard because they're often set in their ways. They're overly focused on useless things. And she has a cat, a beautiful cat that she rescued, and she was absolutely losing her marbles over the fact that when I might open a door up and the cat might go outside. And I'm like, really? Like, a cat wants to, you can't imprison cats. You are the prisoner, but the cat is not a prisoner. Cats want freedom. They make their own decisions of where they go and do what they want. You cannot imprison a cat. And she came home. She went to do some shopping, and she came back home. And she said, oh, my God, you've opened the back door. The back door's open. And I said, well, I thought you told me the front door was the one that you couldn't go out. So I was trying to, and I quickly, scouted around in this huge and amazing house she's got with full of interesting things everywhere. And I found this little striped cat sitting at the top. And this cat couldn't give a fuck about whatever, it just wanted to go where it was happy to sit up the top. I don't want to get like that. Can you imagine losing your marbles over the front door or the side door or the cat's escaping? Like, if you're going to have a pet, it's like these people imprisoned birds in cages. But I'm telling you, in your next life, you are going to go, if you're listening to, Be Told.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Hey, that was a good one. That was a new one from Joel, the wonderful Joel. And he just put out Rick and Rollo episodes 28 and whatever in the after show that we did. champion stuff. And if you go onto the truthmeets.com, you'll actually hear a mashup of Rollo with Katy Perry at the end of the after. It's called the Vodka After Show episode, God knows what. Champion man, absolutely champion man. Send some donations into Joel. All you have to do is go to truthmeets.com, hit donate or donut, as Klaus Schwab said, and send, you know, whatever you've got. Is it $5, $2, $3, $50, $100? You're getting boutique podcast here, boutique. There's not any interference out here. There's no AI or grok used, not on our shows anyway, not certainly not the ones that I'm on. Be told, go and do it. Send some money in there. Or go on to, as he says, go on to the truthmeets.com and find the link to the forums and go on the forums. Now, I'm sorry, I haven't done it yet. Eventually I'll get there. But Truthmeets forums are out and going apparently right now. So do yourself a favor, be told, get on them. I just had Rollo call me before, drunk, but not that drunk. He wants me and him to go on a holiday, and I suggested that we go to Thailand. We're going to have some fun over there. I've got to unfortunately pay my own way, though, which is not what he's – if you listen back on the shows, he's promised me world trips, cars, whatever. This is what you cannot ever trust an alcoholic or a drinker. They'll promise you the world and deliver nothing. And you'd never expect anything off a bloke that's hitting the vodkas or large amounts of wine. Beer, not so bad. I'm drinking large amounts of beer. And if I tell you something, it's usually going to happen. I drink lower alcohol beer. I'm not drinking high power because it's bad for you. It's not good for you. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, so do yourself a favor, truthmeets.com. Find the forums, go in there, send your email in. I haven't done it. Now, hand on heart, I haven't done it yet. I'm not big onto internet stuff. I'm not an internet person. I'm not keen on – I've got enough – like Discord I'm on, and I go to Fakeologist. I'm on a couple of other random ones. Medi's one, which is – he did so much hard work for me. He made an incredible intro utilizing the Small Faces, Odgen's Nut Gone Flake, and he did an amazing one for Rick and Rollo. So I always pop up there. And he just sent me a thing, he tagged me on a line of an internet story that they're slaughtering koala bears from helicopters. And I just went, if that was a fact, I would probably know about it. Why now? Because koalas are not rare, because I've dealt with them before when I lived near a national park area. And they're the most weird creatures. They're like this weird little, how would you describe them? This kind of very docile, they roam around. They're like very much like Rosie, actually. I think she's part koala. That's Rollo's dog, King Charles Cavalier. What they do is just look for food, climb up that tree, even no matter how small it is, find the way to balance in it, and then they just sit there and eat the leaves of it, and then they shit everywhere. Or you can just see these little round poos on the ground. You never need to – if you want to find koalas, you don't look up, you look down, and you just look for a pile of roundish brown scatter, poo, whatever. And look up, and you'll find a koala. They're actually quite prevalent around where I live. And apparently there was a story on the mainstream media. I think it was Yahoo or whatever that was sharing it, and Medi spotted it, that they were slaughtering them from a helicopter. And I said, without even researching it, I said, this doesn't make sense. If you were to find a koala, if you were trapping the chopper, looking down into a bush, you're never going to see one. So the whole story is made up just to stress out people in America or England or Germany or Poland or wherever the people are reading this particular story. So just stop reading stories on the media. That would be the best thing you can do to yourself. Because they're lying to you. They're stressing you out. Like, was it a year ago? Or it was either very early last year, driving into Port Macquarie to do a job for a client. A story came on the radio that there was a bus crash in Melbourne somewhere, or in Victoria, and seven children were terribly injured. A few of them had their arms ripped off. This is literally on the story. The bus driver was going too fast and pulled in, and I thought to myself, arms ripped off in a car, in a bus accident? I've never heard of that before. And I pulled into this job I was doing, and the lady came out and she was in tears because she'd been listening to the radio, and she was like, did you hear the radio? The children had their arms ripped off. And I went, oh, yeah, I heard that. You know, I had to, you know, feign belief. But that story completely disappeared the next day. And there is no reports of amputee, you know, the children from the horror bus crash roaming around with their new arms being attached. They made them out of leather and, you know, 3D printed arms. The whole story was made up, just like the seven puppies that burned to death that I've mentioned before, 5 years before on the news. So your media stories are, what are they? They are lying to you. If they used, particularly, I'm going to say this again, there's a gentleman out there that listens to the show, Mr. Dave Johnson, who will back this up. If they say seven in their story, seven times out of seven, or maybe seven times out of eight, because it could, obviously there could be a seven, it happened randomly, but nine times out of ten, or seven times out of ten, seven times out of eight, we'll say that, it's fake. They're doing it to scare you, to stress you out, and to make you believe into this, you know, fairyland of mainstream media. That's a fact. Am I going green as usual? Yes, I am. Fantastic. Thank you to the truthmeets.com special bot that they've got there. Now, as I was talking the other night about Oscar Wilde, I picked this amazing book up. Just dropped this magnifying glass. Oscar Wilde, The Dramatic Life and Fascinating Times of Oscar Wilde by Martin Fido. Fido, which as in the dog, Fido. There'll be a there with that name, I'm guessing now. But now, Oscar Wilde, I brought it up on Fakeologist, but it's not going to go anywhere. I don't think, unless anyone listens to the first 10 minutes of that show, it's in one ear and out the other. Be told show, the people that will listen to this show are probably more interested in what my conversation will go and what direction it's going to go into. So Oscar Wilde was a very famous literary playwright and everything from 1860 something or other onwards, that passed away allegedly in 1900. That's 19 metonic cycle. Coincidence? I don't think so. Again, as I mentioned last night, what number prisoner was Oscar Wilde when he went to the jail, the famous jail, you know, that caused a whole lot of people to kind of feel sorry for homosexuals? He was number 33, but it was A33. And add those numbers up, Kabbalah-like, it's A. And Dave J sent me a message this morning saying it also is number seven. Boom. Guess what date he passed away in? He died on the 30th of the 11th. That's 3/11/33. Coincidence? I'm going to say not. There you go. Now, this guy, though, is proudly bragging, and even the author was proudly bragging, that after he got out of jail, because the whole story was that Lord Alfred Bosie, or whatever his name, he was the son of the Duke of Marcus of Queensbury. I think that was the guy that invented boxing, or the rules of boxing. He says drinking beer. he was a really, like, you know, the caricatures of him, he was like, he looked like almost like a dark headed, what's Bugs Bunny's nemesis? Not Daffy Duck. The little beard, you know, the red-headed bearded man that gets really angry all the time. That's what the Marquess of Queensbury, the cartoons about him, look like way before that particular character. Why can't I remember his name? It'll come into my head. I'm a bit tired and run down, as usual. Anyway, that's who he looked like in the characters. But so this guy took, his son was hanging out with Oscar Wilde. He wanted his son to be, you know, heterosexual and a gung-ho type like himself. And they took, they charged Oscar Wilde with sodomy laws, I guess, back in the day. And he apparently went to jail and wrote this amazing, lot of amazing stuff about his life in jail, for, you know, the, I don't know how many months he was in there, 33 probably, or 33 days, whatever it was. There'll be a there. Because there's too many coincidental dates from his, between his death and, you know, prison number A33. So this whole thing is what we call a meta script, guaranteed. And he did write some beautiful stories, the really beautiful stories, Oscar Wilde. There's no doubt about it. These homosexualists. And look, I think it's part of their culture. The culture of the rich and the elites and the clever was basically this whole behavior that they get into. And it's some bullying, like, you know, the private schools they go to encourage bullying and fagging. With the, I don't know if fagging came from that, but, you know, the school bully had young boys hanging around him. You know, the first years had to go and service the last year boys. This is a thing probably still going on to this day. That's why there's so many people that went to Knox College, and I've said this before, Knox is N-K-N-O, no X. That it's not a coincidence. Knox, no, K-N-O, X. And the X is a symbol for some nefarious stuff. That's why when you drive over the Sydney Harbour Bridge and they're winning Sydney, there is giant black X's all the way over as you're driving along. Do it every Friday night. And I keep looking up day or night when I go, you know, you can still see them. There's a there, this X, black X, and that's why Elon Musk has changed the name of his business to X. It is a symbol of, I guess, wrongness or antichrist or whatever, but it's a there. And so these public school people, where they encourage fagging, that's what they used to call it, bullying, to break little children when they go to these schools and form them into these people that become your politicians and your bankers and your abettors. There's a there for sure. And there, Oscar Wilde, he got out of jail, and Lord Alfred Bosey and another guy went off to, where do you get a lot of hash? They've got a hash area. And you know, they went over there to sleep, and proudly they brag about spending 3 months with Arab boys. And this is what I mentioned on the fake holders last night, Arab boys, not Arab men or Arab teens, Arab boys. This is part of their culture. And that's why I was saying that when people go on about what, you know, QAnon came in out of nowhere, when they started, you know, there were things that were getting brought up that were actually facts back in the day, and the damage control was the QAnon crew that came in and suggested that, you know, there was deep underground military bases with lots of young boys in them, and, you know, they were going to rescue them and blah, 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 blah. None of that happened. None of that happened. You know, D-U-M-B, deep underground military base, dumb idea. But these people really do practice that this behavior, and it's called pederasty. Be it bishops, be it, you know, your Name me a religion that wears it. Do they wear a dress and put stupid things on top of their heads? Then you can guarantee they're into that behavior. And we're talking about the Hindus, the Buddhists, the Catholics, the Anglicans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It keeps cropping up all the time. Guaranteed. No argument entered into here. But it's maybe getting stamped out a bit for, you know, like the Catholic system, they've had to, they've done their best to get rid of a few of them. But all of a sudden, there's the guy that got accused of it, the Catholic, you know, what's his name? He got jailed. Well, when I say jailed, he pretended to go to jail. He was a bishop over here in Australia, made mainstream news. Now, blow me down, they're trying to turn him into a saint now because someone prayed for their child using his name, and they've said, oh, he and this child miraculously got cured. This is in the news, mainstream news, in the Australian newspaper. I shared it onto the various sites to no avail. I'll mute and I'll come up with the guy's name and I'll come up with the story. There you go. I shouldn't be just talking off the top of my head here. I'm going to use Google, which is kind of AI, isn't it? Am I a hypocrite? Yes, I am. Yeah, so George Pell died at 81. What's that number? Add 8 and 1 together. 8 and 1. Anyone? Anyone out there? had hip surgery. Now, I'm telling you now that he is probably still alive. I keep going on about this. When the Italians and the Spanish and all these Catholic countries say that someone's died, that just means that they've just swapped from law of the sea to whatever the real law is. They always die in a particular, like a region where they can, like particularly Spain. They're fake deaths. So Pell is probably still alive. I would say 81, you know, conveniently dies. Now, recently on the Australian newspaper, a woman claims that her son or daughter that was very ill, she used George Pell's name. The child got better. They're now talking about him being canonised. I kid you not. You're listening to Big Talk.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
A wonderful art of condensation. And it has been raining today. It's been actually beautiful. I went and mowed a lawn. Didn't break my rear window of my van again for the second time, which I did a few weeks ago. I moved my van way down the back of the road. So nowhere near stone ships, et cetera. And successful. So you're listening to Rick on the Be Told episode of whatever. I haven't even said what episode it was. There you go. On May the... To do on the 6th of May. That's 5 and 6. It's 11. There's 11 there. Dave J, he'll be out there. He'll be quickly writing this down. He said that only then. He knows the stuff. Oh, yes, he does. We just had at least 300 or 400 people listen to that episode we just did of Thought Forms. And I'm standing here right in front of the book Thought Forms. I have it in my hand. Thought Forms, Annie Besant, and C.W. Leadbetter. And I'll say this again. I have photos of me, no, not me, them standing at the exact same station spot in Central Station, Velocette. He loves this stuff, trains, talk about trains. C.W. Leadbetter and Annie Besant came over here because the theosophists are all over the place here, big time. And I'm telling you now, they are way above your, all these people are wanking away talking about Jews and Catholics and Jesuits. Just fuck them off. Look at the Hindu influence of the theosophists and all their other offshoots, you know, Thule Society, et cetera, et cetera. Way more interesting. And you can't get jailed for talking about them so far. so far. But yeah, so there's George Pell, Cardinal Pell, pretending to die. I'm telling you now, just like a lot of this, the stuff, the Epstein stuff. Now, I'll bring this up, actually. This is very interesting stuff a little bit later, but there's interesting stuff going on with that woman that committed suicide, allegedly. Dufresne, Virginia Dufresne, Virgin Dufresne. They're there, guaranteed. Guaranteed. Now, I've got to stop talking so fast because I do tend to talk too fast. But anyway, so there's George Pell, this wonderful, you know, fucking dress-wearing Catholic fucking weirdo. Some woman, random woman in the Australian newspaper said that she used his name, her son was sick and he got better, therefore he should be canonised. And they are seriously talking about this. Seriously talking about this. All of these big giant churches that wear robes, dresses, stick acorns on their heads or fish symbols on their heads, they are nothing to do with Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, nothing to do with them. Or anything good. No natural law, no any of this stuff. They are a money-making organization. And spreading all sorts of poison on this planet. As Frank, Dave, a number of other people out there say that you're living in hell. You're on hell right now. You're in it. You're standing in it. People of the world listening to this stuff, you're standing in it right now. Literally, you're up to your knees in what you would best describe as hell. This planet. Just constant lies everywhere. Everyone's making you scared and fearful. Have a good sense of humor. Listen to these shows. There's a whole lot of them out there, even psychologists. Who else? Well, IPS, he's going to have to renege on eventually, now that they're saying that, yes, we've actually, this is mainstream media in Britain, they're saying, yeah, we're going to dim the sun because of the global warming. No one in England, I'm telling you now, with a brain in their fucking heads, would tell you they've got too much heat and sun in that country. Or all of Europe. Or all of Europe. They find 3 or 4 days of the year, usually in August, with summer, where it gets over 20 degrees, and then say that's the end of the world. Club of Rome, et cetera, et cetera. Again, Club of Rome is not a private club. It's actually a big bat that they've got on. They're walking around smashing people over the head with. Guaranteed. But it just sickens me to see how gullible there are people out there that actually believe in either A, the Labour Party, the Liberal Party, Catholic Church. I'm talking about the Pope level Catholic Church. And not just, my children went to school in the Catholic system, and I at no stage got any bad vibes at all when they were there, coming back, you know, talking about Jesus, or at least they mentioned his name, you know, and they acknowledged he existed. And on the doors, the gates, rather, of the school that my children went to, it has, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." My favorite saying. My favorite saying. So, I at no stage ever, except, you know, obviously they had a priest there that was in charge of everything that clearly looked like you wouldn't let him babysit your kids, to say that. But he seemed like a nicest kind of guy. But again, he's wearing a dress. He's wearing a stupid thing on top of his head. Work it out. Again, you're going to get more basic truth out of theosophy than you are from that gang. This Thought Forms book actually has some really interesting stuff. They just don't actually hit the nail on the head towards the end, because that's what the demons, aliens, thought forms, three exact, they're differently explained words, but that's what they are. Those things that go into your brain and cause you stress are thought forms. They have patterns, they have colors, they have tones. they ruin or make your life better. If you, these groups like that know the positive side, the particularly 432 and 440 vibration of choning and tuning with music, if they know that something's bad, that's guess what they're going to use. And this, guess what they did? And someone explained it the other day, like I talk about AC, I love it, like I'm an AC/DC fan, but I don't you know, burn candles or effigies to them. And I understand that they, you know, not very happy people, and eventually they look terribly old at the moment. But it was good energetic music, good for exercise. But unfortunately, this music was used to turn, you know, people to drunks, using drugs, using, you know, listen to the lyrics of Bon Scott's words or whatever. I mean, I can't believe he hasn't been cancelled yet. Like Night Stalker, the song Night, is it Night Stalker or Night Prowler? I mean, that's not what you call the words of Christ, or the words of anyone that you want anywhere near your children or your daughters. And the vibration and the tones used is 440, guaranteed, 440. And there's a number there, 440, 44, which is like the 44 magnet. It's death. Go back and listen to the Bongversations on truthmeets.com, episodes 1 to 22. I think that we did, if you want to find out about these numbers. Very interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. Yeah, so going back to, you know, beautiful writings of Oscar Wilde, you know, some of his amazing stories. But at the end of the day, this guy was the word pederast, you know, into Arab boys. This is not, do you think that's normal? The elites seem to do that because they, you know, they can't get pregnant and ruin their inheritances. So that's what they go off and do, carry on their behavior like that. It's horrible to say, but that's, look, this is in this book. They proudly, he got out of jail, moved to Europe because he was, you know, his name was Mud here, or sorry, in England, and him and Lord Alfred Bosey, and, you know, his younger boyfriend, and then some other guy traveled around the Middle East with Arab boys. That's in this book. This isn't a conspiracy book. This is a book proudly saying that's what they got up to. If you think that's normal, good on you. It's normal for their behavior. The elites. I suggest it's probably a big thing, and that's why we've had it kind of, you know, the conspiracy theorists, you know, like we'll bring up Epstein. So this whole Epstein story. Now, this guy was just doing the simple thing of getting control of rich people by having photos of them with their foibles and their what they were into, and they can be controlled that way. And we've had, did I talk about it? No, I wouldn't have. Since the last job, I went and did a job in the most amazing suburb of Potts Point in Sydney, the Wenties, which is right next to the giant naval base. So anyone that's been in the Navy would have know where it's Cadigal, I think it's called Cadigal, the base. I walk past it. There's naval ships all over the place. It's Garden Island in Sydney. The winner is Sydney, and just up the road is this Bohemian area that's always been Bohemian area. It actually was the home of the Witch of King's Cross that I suggested Marjorie Cameron and this Witch of King's Cross look very, very similar. They could be sisters. I'm suggesting they were. And I have done many times on old shows. I've done 8 years worth on fakeologist.com. If you go back and, you know, like Susie has done, you can actually go back and you'll hear me talking about particularly interesting things. Now, I was there working on this beautiful apartment. It wasn't owned. It was a guy that clients, one of the managers there said his friend of his, then he ended up saying, "Oh, it's my ex-husband, and he's a male, and they're all from Portugal." was moving to Mexico, and so was I able to go and do a final clean on his apartment? So I said, yeah, absolutely. I'm desperate for money, usually. And it's such an amazing area, Potts Point, which is, again, next to Garden Island and where the naval base is, because it's all old buildings and old beautiful apartments. And I'm talking about 1920, you know, very, what's that word, or that style, Art Deco everywhere. I actually have spent time on one of the most expensive houses there, very close to where I was the other day, in the 90s when I was doing film security on Boomerang. There's a look it up, Boomerang. It's probably worth $100 million now. It was $20 million back then. So it's $60 or $70 million. Huge, big, beautiful, old estate right on the water, frequently used for films and TV shows. And I worked on, it was a commercial for Pepsi. It was an American advert, and it had Jet Li, Janet Jackson, and Ricky Martin on it. And I was roaming around this incredible place. The toilet, just the toilets had like $50,000, $100,000 paintings in the toilet. Incredible. I've been in these places. They exist. They exist. But and the last time, by coincidence, I parked my van. This is a real weird coincidence. There is no parking in this area, and everything's 1 hour. So it took my son and I went down there, and we managed to find a park, 5-minute walk from this particular apartment. And it's exactly out the front, exactly the same spot that I met Heath Ledger walking downwards as I was walking upwards in 1997, 1998. And he said hello to me. And I was like, that's just a skateboarder that hangs around the set. Why is he saying hello? And then I realized that's actually the lead actor of Two Hands, the movie Two Hands. Not bad movie. Not bad movie that I spent a month on. I just thought this guy was a extra, but he saw my uniform, and he must have went, oh, it's one of those guys from that company, and he said hello to me, because he obviously had seen me before. And this, where I parked my van, was exactly the same spot that I said hello to him as I was walking down a hill, and he was walking, so I was walking up, he was walking down. Weird coincidence, synchronicity, weird synchronicity. Now, this area is so interesting. Everyone seems to be wealthy or elitist around there. The people that have bought into that area, and no one wants to sell it because it's going to become the, guess what? The, where were the Twin Towers? Manhattan. It will be the Manhattan of Sydney, guaranteed. You cannot live that close to the city in most countries, you know. It's usually there's, you know, the city areas all commercial, but Potts Point and a couple of other suburbs, including parts of Balmain, where I spent a lot of time, literally you could, if you could walk across water or canoe, it'd be a 5-minute canoe from your house to the CBD of Sydney, if you were good at canoeing, kayaking, whatever. It's right in the middle of the, when it is Sydney. And it's just a bohemian area. And it's interesting. There's a vibe about it. I love it. They managed to get rid of all the heroin dealers that were there before. And literally from the 70s, when the Vietnam, it was where, guaranteed, this King's Cross was where most of the Vietnam soldiers did their R&R. Between, there was, I guess, Bangkok, whatever the, you know, from Vietnam, it was a close area. They could fly 8 or 9 hour C-30 over here with full of soldiers, and they could do R&R, or if they were Marines or Navy officers and ratings, they could just get off their ship. Right, there was prostitution and drugs everywhere. And it's full of interesting stories. Now, I could do an entire show of particularly the Birmingham beefsteak and Bernie Houghton, who was a naval admiral, I do believe, that was very much put right in the middle of King's Cross. You open the Birmingham beefsteak, I've worked doing some painting work in there one day while it was still the bourbon and beefsteak. It was where the American are on art, you know, what do you call it when you have R&R, rest and relaxation. King's Cross was a hot, absolute hub of debauchery, and it went on for many, many years from the onwards. Fascinating era. And Bernie Houghton, again, CIA, high CIA, it was part of the Nugenhan Bank board, guaranteed, with a whole lot of other American naval, high-level naval people. There's a statue of Bernie Houghton, literally not 3 or 4 minute walk from where I was working on Thursday. And he was always called the International Man of Mystery, because this guy was just an American military type that was running, let's just say, bad stuff in this area. He also sponsored, by coincidence, I noticed when I was working in there one day, the Number 1 Commando Regiment, which is based just on the just across the water from where we were working, and he was recruiting mercenaries out of there that were being used all over the country, particularly Asia. Fascinating stuff. Why aren't I on the Ed Opperman show? Because I actually wouldn't want to be on a great big mainstream show dropping all this stuff, even though it's common knowledge to anyone that read the newspapers back in the day. But this is proof the American military was running operations out of this area of nefarious intent. And they were naval, most of them. Bernie Houghton. Let's look at the directors of Nugenhan Bank, and they're all naval. Not just, there was admirals. That's kind of quite high up, I do believe, in the naval ratings system, guaranteed. So I guess it's kind of like the ancestors of the Royal British East India Company, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Fascinating place. And I love the vibe there. It's like you can just tell it's lots of money there. The guy I did the job for was telling me that he wanted to, and he's an investment banker being relocated to Mexico, to the New Mexico, sorry, not New Mexico, to the city of Mexico. You're listening to Beer Talk. Lovely bumper. Who did that? I bet Sarah did that. And wonderful. So click on the donut link, as Klaus Schwab always says, Klaus Schwab. Click on the donut link. Now, to my horror, and you're listening to Rick on Be Told episode. Actually, I better find out what episode is. Sorry. How embarrassing. How embarrassing. It is episode. It's wonderful that I can actually go on a podcast there that can actually see me pointing. And so spinning it on 20, so it's the episode 28 of Be Told, episode 28, that's number 10. And we're talking about X's before, what a coincidence, the X. And Knox, A-N-O, no X, you must know X. And that, so many people went to that college, evil place too. This looks like it when I drive past it. Yeah, so anyway, wonderful discussion on this Be Told show. All over the place. All over the place as usual. But and it's bad because those bumpers do actually take me off my train of thought. But we're talking about Bernie Houghton and the Nugenhan Bank, which is a non-stop. It's not conspiracy theory. This is actually a thing. There's no doubt whatsoever. Entertaining if you're into conspiracy theories, though, let me tell you now. And Now, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to talk about, I'm changing the subject and something. Actually, I'll mute, and there's a talk about, and I lost my train of thought thanks to those bumpers. I can't remember. But anyway, I have to kind of side note here. Anyone that's living alone or likes healthy food, and specifically when it's winter, get a slow cooker. These are the most fantastic invention ever made, as far as I'm concerned. You can just go and get the cheapest cuts of meat or whatever, throw it in there, chop up some garlic, onion, or if you want onion, or just garlic and turmeric and chilies and stuff like that. Throw it in there and some sweet potato, which is way better than white potatoes. The sweet potato is good for your insulin levels. Well, I do believe white potatoes are not particularly healthy for you. I think they've been like they've been growing. There's something not particularly good about them, unless you get the Kipfler, and there's a few old strains of the original potatoes that are good. Like apples, there's so many amazing strains of apples that have just been removed. Obviously, apples are good for you, particularly if the seeds as well, good for parasites, getting rid of them, not creating them. But yeah, this slow cooker, and then you just go and buy some really nice noodles. Get some, I particularly like rice noodle, the freshly made rice noodle ones, and throw them in when you know an hour before you want to eat, and they soak in all the bits and pieces, and you can have that for 3 nights. And I've had 3 days of a slow cooker meal that I bought, say $15 worth of ingredients, has lasted me 3 days. It's fantastic. Now, I want to say this. My children probably wouldn't eat it because it's too healthy. But for me, and I know that, this is the other thing that you must add, and also be part of your diet. You must have not stock, not just meat stock, but you've got to get broth, bone broth. And I add bone broth to the slow cooker, throw the meat in, and just leave it on low. And then I take it out and put it back in the fridge after I've eaten it every night. I am still alive. I'm going to have to tell you now, I am still alive. So it's there. It's good for you, and it's good for your brain. You've got to look after your first brain. It's the stomach. That's why I'm telling you now, the Asian diet and Middle Eastern diet, but mainly Asian diet, is way better for you than Western diets. I'm going to have to say superior, because they use bone broth. They understand the gut needs to be looked after, the gut, and they do it, and they're fantastic. Now, I mean, if I wanted to, I could do a show a day just looking at my bookshelf. There's so many books that I could just look at and go, do 5 minutes on each one, 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes on each one. But I'm not going to. And I'm going to end, probably go soon, but I have to just keep doing at least 1 hour shows every now and then. And I'm going to end it tonight. This weird, I like electronic music, and I do think it twigs your synapses in your brain. I think electronic music is good for you, as long as you know, obviously it's more fun when you like being on Copang Gang. Kofang Yang, or whatever it's called in Thailand, full moon lunar eclipse on, I think it was 2001. So it was the New Year's Eve after 9/11. And it was a blood red eclipse. It was complete full, went bright red. And I was on Kofang Yang on mushrooms, a mushroom milkshake. It was just the most incredible, magical experience you've ever seen. So forget about the mushroom. It's this giant bay when you come traipsing over where you get dropped off from the ferries, and you walk through all this huts everywhere, and you get to this beautiful bay, and it's just full of what look like old pirate ships. Little light, all the headland will lit up with candles and electric lights, and basically electronic music just pumping on the ground, and it was just absolutely fantastic. These are the experiences you need to go and do. Everyone needs to go and do things like that. And I didn't do it as often as I should have, and that's a big regret. I can tell you now, I'd rather have spent a month on that little island having a mushroom milkshake every now and then. Completely natural as far as I'm concerned. And it's just wonderful. It emphasises the music, and flute and electronic music goes really well together as well. Why is this so? It's electronic, yet flute blends in perfectly. I've been to Byron Bay with some friends, and we ended up, instead of going to the Blues Fest, we ended up in this tiny little club full of UK DJs and whoever, just jamming and playing flute and electronic music with a whole lot of English yoga students from England, female. Fantastic. Memories to dwell on. Anyway, I'm going to leave tonight with, and now, of all people, it's just, I think Joel will like this is high quality electronic sounds, and he loves, you know, he's a music person that likes the crunchy sounds, but Aphex Twin, I won't say he's a good guy, but he doesn't look anything like what he's done. Have you ever seen the terrifying videos on YouTube of Aphex Twin? Is that one, was it called something Daddy's Home, or, and it's this demon coming out of a TV. And actually, to be honest, it is totally accurate to what TV is doing to you. I'll mute and I'll tell you the name of it to watch, because it's terrifying, but it's good. Yeah, I think it's called Come to Daddy. And it's this old woman walking along some, you know, it's really evil kind of music. It's electronic. But there's a TV sitting on the side of the road in black and white. This old woman's looking at it, and this giant demon comes out of it. Now, that is more accurate than anything else. That's exactly what that is in your TV sets at 1080p, which is number nine. The frequency of your TV is ruining, and when you see him, in these videos, you see these ugly little children running around with beards and faces. So he's superimposed his kind of face on little kids or dwarves, I'm not sure, and they are terrifying. But in actual fact, he's like a fairly normal, good-looking guy that just knocked the stuff out. Now, I think it's actually, when you start looking at the truth of things, he's actually putting some honesty out there. But anyway, today I was driving along and this electronic tune came on my, through Apple Music that I've got the app for, and it selects and suggests music that I would like. And I thought, I love electronic music. Now, I do think it tweaks your synapses and it actually helps you think. I'm a big fan of electronic music. You don't need to combine drugs, use drugs. Music can do these things. Music hath charms. It can wake you up and keep you into stuff. And this is an unusual thing for me to do, but I think Joel will like it. If he ever does a Be Told or Rick and Roll over music collection, it'll just change things around. Oh, he's already done it. Cheetah, it's called, but you don't know, it's called Cheetah something or other. Cheetah. He's so clever. This has come to Daddy, possibly. This is terrifying, though. We'll go after this, we'll play the nice one that I've got. Yeah, no, that is really fucking nasty, that song. There's one that I want to play. It's called Cheetah. I sent it on to, where am I? Yeah, don't play that, for God's sake. That'll terrify people. But you got to watch it to see. This is all visual. It's not a good sound. It's a great visual, though, to watch the evil of TV. The one that I'm suggesting Joel play is called Cheetah, CHEETAH2, something mix. I'm going to tell you exactly what it is because I shared it tonight onto a electronic show on the Rick and Rollo Where am I? It's this is actually really, I like it. It's actually what do you call it? There's a good vibe to it. Cheetah. So it's Cheetah T2 LD Spectrum. I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you. You've done it. You've done it. What a clever man you are. Anyway, it's Rick signing out. Thank you, everybody. Good night. We'll be right back. That was fantastic, man. You can clip that, but or six. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick, at the end of that one. But that's thank you, Joel, for doing that. That's absolutely amazing. I'm telling you, electronic music helps you think. And when you're walking around the streets and you're looking at what's going on in your life, electronic music is actually good for you. It's actually, I don't know, there's a good there with it. And I like strange electronic music. I'm a big fan. And I'm talking about going back to the old German era of electronic music from Cluster, C-L-U-S-T-E-R. And that music helped me. I do believe me and my friends used to sit around talking about these amazing things, listen to that kind of music, and it helped us open our brains up. So there's a there. So Joel, you are the greatest producer ever on the planet. I'm going to have to tell you that and blow more smoke towards you. Thank you so much. And I will go. And thank you so much. Bye-bye.